Be like, click here to enter.
Warning. Or like, cat lovers only, click here. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like,
I think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
No, that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
There's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
I mean, I tried to go in with an open mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you should. You should go in with an open mind.
I tried to go in just with no preconceived notions. I mean, we've talked about past life experiences before.
Right.
And it's come up and surrounding around the Vietnam War. Right.
Right.
That was the one, that's the start of it all.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go in thinking about that because I thought it might skew the results.
It cloud it a little bit.
Yeah. So I went in. I was also a little nervous.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't sure anything would happen because I was afraid it would be like hypnosis.
Well, wait a second. So who are you talking to in the first place? Like, who's doing this?
So Bree has a friend. Mm-hmm. It's really weird. Her friend is like really nice and unassuming and totally low key.
Yeah.
I've known her for a few years.
Is she the one that studies over in India?
No.
Okay.
This is another friend of hers.
Okay.
And she's into this kind of past life regression stuff.
Right. She's a shaman.
And among other things. And shaman stuff, and she's searching for her spirit animal.
Yeah.
So there's lots of things going on. But when you talk to her, what's nice is when you talk to her, it feels, it's like, oh yeah, okay, I can try this. It's not like when you're talking to like a crazy, and I don't want to make judgment calls on anybody, but some people are crazy.
That sounds like a judgment call, man.
When you talk about like new age stuff, right? And they're all like, oh, I mean.
You need the salt candles and salt crystals. And
there was stuff there. It was totally stuff there. But when you talk to Bree's friend about this.
Makes sense.
It makes sense. It also almost appears like she kind of like has a sense of humor about it and it's light and it's just like whatever. She's not and even though she's like deeply serious about it.
Yeah.
You just get a feeling that it's like, yeah, let's do it. I mean, why not?
Sure.
So she had a session. She's been leading past life regression sessions for 10 years.
Okay.
And so she's been doing it for about 30 years.
Is there that's a long time.
Yeah.
Is there like a lot of people there at this session or is it just you and Bree?
No, Bree didn't go. It was just me. It was
just
me.
You. Okay.
Well, it was me and there were like, I guess there were five people total doing it.
Okay. Okay.
So there was it was weird. There was a mother and a son.
Yeah.
And then there was like the owner of this new age place. And I think her son, I'm guessing. There was there was a relationship between those two. And it felt like a son and a mother.
Okay.
And then there was me.
Yeah.
And then there was Bree's friend who was leading it.
Okay.
And it's exactly how you would picture. Well, I don't know how you would picture it, but it's exactly how I pictured it.
I can't picture anything. I'm not picturing anything in my mind.
It was literally, I walked in to a room. It was just a room. And it had like a bookshelf with like, you know, all new agey books and stuff. Mm-hmm. In the center, there were like mats and a candle, like crystal thing.
Yeah. Okay.
So I sat on a pillow. You know, I didn't sit on it. I kind of like.
That's the worst.
Well, no, I mean.
No backrest or anything?
Well, it was just getting started. We laid down for the thing.
Okay.
The process was
acceptable to me, yeah.
And we went around and, you know, we just kind of said who we were. And this one, and the woman, the mother, I think the mother and the son who had no connection with the store.
Yeah.
I say a store. It was just a place. It was a space, essentially. Yeah. There was no heat either. It was the day after this huge snowstorm. It's freezing cold. They had this little heater there. And I was like, oh, anyway. So this woman was concerned about meditation. She had done meditation before, but there was this thing where she could have a, like, go into a seizure.
What?
Craziness. That's, I don't know. Oh, but, like, that's gosh. How we start with this woman being like, I could that's go into a seizure. She's like, don't call 911. And the I guess her son was like, yeah, we've been through a lot, all this thing. And it was like, oh, my God. Like, this
don't
is, this is how I'm
first.
Starting off.
She should go last.
Well, she – so we all went at the same time. It was a guided – it was a guided meditation.
Okay.
So Bree's friend – Let me just set the stage here.
All right. I'm confused. I thought it would be – okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So did I. I didn't know what to expect. But I went in and it was a group past life regression, not meaning like we're all going to go in each other's lives.
Right. Like
just
Inception.
Right. It's not Inception. It's just, you know, being guided by somebody. So it's essentially meditation that's guided.
Okay.
So no – hypnosis, which I was concerned about. And so was this boy, so was this other guy.
Can I ask, I don't want to get off topic. Why were you concerned about hypnosis? I'm not understanding.
Well, here's two reasons. One, I just felt like if it was hypnosis, I couldn't do it.
You wouldn't be hypnotized.
I wouldn't be hypnotized. Okay. I couldn't put myself into a place that I'd be comfortable being hypnotized.
Yeah. Okay.
The second thing that I was concerned about was that I would create false memories.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we've talked about it before. The way you create memories is not necessarily is remembering things. That's how you create memories. So if you remember something wrong, you remember it like it actually happened.
Correct. Yeah.
So my worry was I'm going to remember because I've been watching all this Vietnam stuff on TV.
Oh, geez.
So I was concerned that I would remember like the stuff that I watched on the TV. And that I would replace it with my own memories and that I would get like post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, Mike, you have a lot to worry. You are worrying about
I'm
a lot
going
of things.
In. That's what I'm saying. I'm going in worried. I'm going in a little concerned.
Okay.
But it's just meditation. So I'm like, okay, I've meditated before. I can at least get into the zone.
Yeah.
At the very least, I'll go in open-minded, see what happens. So we went around the circle and just kind of introduced ourselves, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just, so we, then we laid back and we, you know, on a, I mean, we weren't in a bed or anything. It was just like on the hard floor with a mat.
Yeah.
But we laid back and she just started guiding us. So she, the first thing she had us do was like, think back to age 18.
Okay. Yeah.
Which I couldn't really do. She's like, pick a day when you were 18 and think about that day. Oh. I'm like, I can't think back that far. Like already really I was like, how am I supposed to do past regression in another life if I can't even remember yesterday? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
I can't remember what happened yesterday and you're asking me to remember what happened when I was 18.
Right.
So yeah. I just thought of something. And then, you know, because I wanted to at least try.
Yeah.
And then she's like, so think of something when you were 12. I don't even know when that was. When's 12?
I don't even know. I don't even know what year 12
fifth
is.
Grade? I couldn't figure it out. So I'm just trying to go with it. Just thinking about stuff.
Sixth grade? What is,
I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't do it. So immediately I'm just going to try to just.
Well.
Right. I'm worried. And then six, I had no idea what's happening at six.
Yeah.
And then she goes, think back to the womb. So I was like, all right. So I was just imagining what would happen in the womb with you. I'd feel cramped. and whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So after that, she had us just talking. She had us thinking about walking on a beach. I could do that. Waves crashing, and it's like at twilight.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about that.
What beach were you on?
You know what beach I was on? West You've beach. Read The Gunslinger, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's where I went. I was like walking in the beach, these like crab thing, you know, the, what are they, lobster? Like that's
yeah, the lobster
thing. I was in the gunslinger novel.
That's not a good place to start.
I know, but it was like that's what it reminded me of when she's like walking in a beach at like twilight.
Yeah.
I'm like, The Gunslinger. Spoiler alert. Just said it. I don't know.
Here's what I thought. Gilligan's Island. Oh, okay. So we're already on a different page, man.
Well, you know, these things, you go anywhere you want to go. This is just whatever, man.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to like find a spot and lay down in the sand. So this is really what's happening is you are getting into Inception because first of all, like you're laying down.
Right.
Meditating. You go and you're walking on a beach and you start laying down and meditate. So you're already in two times.
Right.
Inception.
Right.
And then on the beach, when you're meditating, you're supposed to think of a garden.
I'll go into the garden.
You're going to be in your garden.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to like find something in your garden that like you're supposed to create your garden, any garden that just comes to your mind. You're supposed to find a place in that garden to sit.
Okay.
And so the first thing that popped into my head was like a tree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of tree it was. Could have been an oak tree. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't really see it. I mean, here's the weird thing. The weird thing is that when I closed my eyes and started like imagining this stuff, usually when I close my eyes and you imagine things, like you kind of like kind of see things. I don't know if you've ever imagined things.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But when this was happening, I could clearly, and again, I'm opening my mind to anything that happens.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
And clearly things were like popping in my mind and I could see a tree there.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked to the tree.
Right.
And I just sat down on it.
Yeah.
And as you sat down, here's another inception. I don't know how deep I am in already, but I'm like, you're supposed to think again about these questions that she's about to ask you. So again, you sit down in that spot, free your mind, and now she starts asking questions about who you are in this life. You're supposed to go back to a life.
Okay.
And this whole thing about like letting your higher self choose these things for you.
Right.
Because you could have many, many lives.
Sure.
Yeah. We were going to do three.
And no specific, like go back 100 years, go back 200 years.
So whatever your higher self is going to send you at that time.
Okay. All right.
So I'm there. I see a tree. I sit down. Why not?
Yeah.
And the first thing that she asks you a bunch of questions each time. The first thing she says is look at your feet.
Yeah.
What are you wearing on your feet?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'll look at my feet.
Yeah. What else are you going to do?
It was weird. I look at my feet and I see snowshoes, like old snowshoes, like the old timey snowshoes.
Okay. With like the wicker, like the.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I look at my feet. I see the snowshoes. And I wasn't expecting that because the whole time I'm thinking, I'm trying to get like visions of like everything out of my mind because I'm thinking like Vietnam War. Like I think I'm like, oh, I'm going to look at my feet and see soldier boots like that.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Or like, wouldn't it be cool to look down and see like Viking, you know, like all that stuff. But I look down and to my surprise, I was surprised. I'll be honest with you. I'll be totally surprised. This thing popped clear. I mean, it was clear. That's what's so weird. It wasn't like colorful or anything. I didn't see like a scene of a movie, but a vision. I looked down and I saw my feet, which had
snowshoes
on.
Yeah.
It was like misty. It was like if you would think about like a crystal ball in a movie, okay. You know, yeah, how yeah. it like it's misty and then all of a sudden something like appears in the mist. That's what it was like.
Okay.
So that's what I'm seeing. I look down, I look at my shoes. It's just snowshoes.
Right.
And then she goes like, look at your hands. And yes. I couldn't really see my hands that well. But she asks then, where are you? And I just feel like I'm in the snow in yeah. the woods. And
now, are you supposed to be answering her?
Or no, this is all – when she asks okay. those questions, that's when the images like start coming into your mind.
Okay, okay.
And so I couldn't really see my hands that well, but I could see I had like furs on and a okay. hood.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking like, who am I? And I didn't get the impression that I was like a Native American or anything like right. that.
Yeah.
Like that like entered my mind, but then passed really quickly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I did see like a hood and it was, mm-hmm. there's fur on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then what I started, and then she asked these questions like, what's your most important, what's your, go to your important moment. Who are you with?
Yeah.
What is your death? What are the lessons of this life?
Holy smokes.
I didn't get, you know what? I didn't get any, I don't think I got it. I have to do some thinking about it. But what yeah. I saw while she was asking these questions
yeah.
is
yeah.
I saw a clear impression of a grizzly bear. Wasn't a yeah. black bear. Grizzly bear.
Right. Yeah.
And then a wolf. And then it could have been a coyote. I'll be honest with you.
Right.
But I think
a wolf or coyote, you're not sure what which.
A fox?
If it was only one, don't you think it'd be a coyote?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I got the impression it was a wolf. Grizzly bear, okay. wolf, fox. Those are images that I saw.
Yeah.
Like faces looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a buck deer, like a deer mm-hmm. with antlers. Briefly, an owl, briefly, but mainly it was like the grizzly bear, the wolf, and the fox. Just like,
yeah,
I was there.
Yeah,
I got the impression that I was in a snowy woods.
Yeah.
And when she started talking, and it was I was alone, but mm-hmm. I didn't feel lonely. It felt like very peaceful.
Right.
Like I was at peace. It was tranquil. Felt really good, actually.
Okay, yeah.
And then she asked about my death, and nothing was happening. And then very clearly, I saw a mountain with just yeah. snow, like rushing down it, like yeah. an avalanche.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it was a cold room. I'll give you that. But my, my
and it
arms,
just snowed like a ton.
Yeah. But my arms got really numb. I could like yeah. hardly even feel my arms anymore.
Right.
I didn't get the impression that I was like suffocating or scared. Just very peaceful. Like that's the way it was. That's what yeah. happens.
Yeah.
So that was my first experience. That's my first
you faced
life.
Your first death. You faced your first death already.
I don't know if it was my first death. It was a death.
Well, your first death in this period, in this time. Like,
yes.
You know what I mean? In your regression here.
So I'm assuming I was like some kind of like trapper. That's what I thought.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, being a trapper in the mountains.
Yeah.
You have the different, you know, people would hunt for, you know, fox and wolf. Those are good furs.
I mean, there wasn't like beaver furs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there was clearly a grizzly bear, a wolf, and a fox.
Yeah.
Those were there.
Okay.
So I don't know. But I mean, that's... And
I don't know what to make of it either.
To be honest, I was shocked that I saw anything at all.
Okay.
Honestly.
Yeah, you were not going in prepared with that.
I was not going in prepared for that. And that was not even something that crossed my mind of something right. that was possible.
Trapper. Yeah.
Trapper.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I didn't see traps.
Yeah. You don't
Maybe
really
I was
know.
Just a, you know, I felt...
A mountain man.
Yeah, maybe I was just a mountain man.
Yeah, do something. I mean, I
was a mountain man that got killed in a Avalanche.
Let me ask you this. Did you feel what, like, time period? Did you feel like you were like, was it civilized or was it like, was this Neanderthal guy?
No, I felt like it was at some time. I mean, 1800s?
Sure. I mean, 1800s is fine.
1800s?
Yeah.
That time period.
Okay.
So it was interesting. So then
Civil War, maybe?
Who knows? I don't know. I'll have to go back, I guess.
Yeah.
But I, so that was the first one.
Okay.
Very clear. Come out of that, and I'm back in the garden.
How does she tell you how to come back out of it?
I forget. I think, like, after what was trying to find the lesson of the life,
mm-hmm.
like, then she was like, come on back to the garden and find another spot.
All right. You didn't find any lesson in that particular life?
No.
Okay.
I didn't find a lesson that was, like, I didn't find a lesson that was totally clear to me that was, like, right. Here's the lesson. Like, it wasn't like a movie where some guy came up to me dressed as a trapper and said, right. I am Brady from the past.
Right. Right.
And here's the lesson that I'm imparting on you.
Right.
That didn't happen.
Okay.
There was no scene that played out, you know? It was simply images that, like, appeared in front of me. Clear images. I was surprised about that.
How clear they were.
Yeah. So, so then the next life, she says, find a place to sit.
Mm.
So, I'm looking and I'm drawn to, like, a field. It's a field.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Field. And I go there and I sit and I wait. And she says, look at your feet. Mm. And I look at my feet. I'm just not seeing anything.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting things happen. I'm just letting things happen. I don't see anything.
Right, right.
She says, look at your hands. Mm-hmm. So I go to look at my hands, and I see something.
Yeah?
They're gorilla hands.
What? What?
I swear to you. What? I swear to you. They were gorilla hands.
Okay.
So I'm looking at my hands. I'm seeing gorilla hands.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Now she... Yeah. So this is what I'm looking at, gorilla hands. Right. And
was there any part of you to be like, hey, shaman, like, could you help me out here? Like,
no, you can't do that. You're in a state of meditation, and you're just going through. You're just letting things happen. You're letting your higher self,
guide this. Okay.
And that's what I'm doing. I'm just letting my higher self tell me what my past lives were.
Right.
And I have gorilla hands.
Okay.
So I'm looking at my hands, the gorilla hands, and I start seeing gorilla faces.
Was this did you question this? Like,
no.
At all? Did you just be like,
no.
It was just like gorilla hands, got the gorilla hands, let's go.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's the thing. In the past life, I questioned it because I was like, who am I? Am I a Native American?
Right.
Because I could have been. But that thought went and left. I was not. It was, like, clear to me that I was not.
Yeah.
But when I looked at my gorilla hands, I was like, what kind of hands are these? They look like, you know, ape hands.
Right.
Look distinctively like gorilla hands. And then I start seeing gorilla faces.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the interesting thing is, same kind of thing, I said, like, orangutan.
Right.
And I saw orangutan face, but that faded too.
Yeah.
Wasn't orangutan.
Right.
Gorilla. So she's asking, like, where are you? You know, look around you, look at your space. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, here's the other thing. Sometimes, I don't know. I can't say sometimes because it only happened once. But I'm looking around.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm expecting to see a jungle because you look at gorilla hands. I distinctly see gorilla hands holding bars.
Like in a zoo. Yeah, yeah. An old-timey zoo.
Old-timey zoo. And honestly, and this is one of the weird things. I'm going to tell you another weird thing.
Okay.
Very soon. But the weird thing is, I got an extreme sense of sadness.
Yeah.
So much so that I felt.
Yeah.
I felt a tear rolling down the side of my face.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. This is real. Now we got real. This is real now.
Totally. There's a total sadness that's there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she asked, who's around you? And I look over and I see a gorilla face. Mm-hmm. And I got the clear, distinct impression that that gorilla face was you.
Oh, no. I was a gorilla too? Trapped in a zoo?
Yes. Yes, you were.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, you know what? This is why I don't eat meat.
I have to reevaluate my whole entire life with this.
Think about the cows and the pigs and all that stuff. The sadness that you felt behind those bars in your past, in our past life.
Yeah.
You there, me sharing the cage with you. Come on, man.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I couldn't shake that sadness for a while. I'll be honest with you.
Right. Yeah.
It was pretty intense, and it was clearly you. I mean, obviously it wasn't a picture of you, but I looked over, I saw a gorilla's face, and again, it's not a clear scene, but I get an impression of another gorilla.
Yeah.
And instantly, that's wow. Brian.
Oh, man. I would never have thought about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even did I. Like, that's very strange. That was very strange.
Okay. All right. So wait. Does she do the whole, like, what have you learned? What's your death and all that?
I didn't get a death. I didn't get a lesson.
Okay.
All I learned in that life was extreme sadness of a gorilla, and you were there.
Captured gorilla. I think that's important. Yeah. I think that's important. That may be all the lesson you need to know. That's what your mind, your higher being is telling you.
Perhaps. I mean, you know that I've always connected.
I know. It's you
as an animal to a gorilla.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even to the point as, remember we talked about this in the Shockcast before, when we were in the city, I felt very much like that gorilla.
Yeah.
That like that when you have not necessarily an alpha male, but like, an alpha male gorilla, and people always looking, and that feeling of like people always looking at you, and that how anxiety and stress that causes.
Yeah.
Maybe I got it because I was a gorilla in the zoo.
Did I have a silver back at all?
I didn't see.
Ah, darn.
I didn't see.
That's
I did not get an impression of.
Oh, wow. So that's, you know, and I've always been really into primates too. You know, I wanted to be a primatologist for a long time. That was like, no, I personally like orangutans, but there's no, you know, but so what? So I like gorillas too. I mean,
yeah.
Interesting.
Well, that's because you were a gorilla.
Yeah. It's funny. I have Bubba. I have a totem. I have a gorilla totem, basically, that I carry around.
That I also carry around. That looked exactly the same as your Bubba.
Interesting.
I'm just saying.
Huh. Okay. This is – all right. This is good. This is good stuff to know.
Exactly. This is what I'm telling you. This is why I was excited to tell you.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But you might be interested in your past life.
Any other clues about where you might have been? Was it – like what time period it was? I mean, anything like that? Just, I mean, with bars, you're talking. I mean, you're talking old, and then organized zoos. You're not talking that old. I mean, there's a time period there.
I know, but like again, I did not get the impression of what time period was.
Okay.
Or what lesson kind of came?
Wow, out of that. That took a turn, man. I was not expecting.
I know.
That.
So imagine my surprise. As somebody who's like witnessing this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we come out of that and go into the third life. It's the last life. Now, this is the thing. I've been meditate. I mean, when I meditate, it It doesn't take that. I mean, I meditate for like 10 minutes or something, you know, 15 yeah. minutes max.
Yeah.
This, I've been meditating or in this state for a while now.
Like, how long are we talking?
An hour, maybe.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Maybe 45 minutes. Maybe yeah. the whole thing lasted an hour, the meditative state. Okay. So there's still one more. And I am getting kind of like just really weary.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So I get out of the field and I'm supposed mm-hmm. to go one more place in the garden.
Yeah.
And I go over to a rock ledge, honestly.
Yeah.
And I place my hand on the rock ledge.
Yeah.
Not a ledge. I guess a rock face is what I'm talking yeah. about. A rock face. And I go into my last life.
Mm-hmm.
And this life was interesting because I couldn't see anything really except mm-hmm. for like fire, like a jet of fire.
Okay.
Not like an explosion of like a volcano or anything, mm-hmm. but just like a jet of fire. That's mm-hmm. all I saw. You said, look at your feet. I couldn't see anything. Look at your hands. I really couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
All I was seeing was like these, like just pillars of like flames mm-hmm. and kind of what it wasn't. Imagine a bomb and then the bomb kind of plume that goes off.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
it was like looking like.
Yeah.
The flames were.
Okay.
Like this plume of like flames. And I started seeing like burnt faces and skulls.
Oh, okay.
Like around.
Wow.
And then I saw, and she's asking all these questions, trying to, but I couldn't really focus on her. I was just like in what I was seeing. And yeah. I saw just these things dropping from the sky. And yeah. it could have been parachutes with people
yeah.
on them.
Yeah.
It could have been bombs. It was just these things like dropping from the sky. And then I saw like what you would see this is where like the Vietnam shows that I've been watching looked like.
Right.
But I kind of
yeah.
saw like flying over the sky.
Yeah.
Over the trees. And I couldn't tell if the trees were like jungle trees or what it was, but it was like definitely yeah. like there was some sort of like flying over like you'd see in those old time movies.
Right.
I guess not old time movies, but those movies from the Vietnam War. I didn't see dropping napalm or anything, but I just right. saw that. And I saw like marching soldiers, like World War II soldiers, like in lines oh. and
okay.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
These are just like images that are popping in my head, like coming right. to me, like I'm seeing.
Yeah. yeah.
And I distinctly saw a face, mustache,
mm-hmm.
Like a captain's hat,
like
you know,
a ca-
like a World War II captain's hat, or,
okay,
or
like
some
a
kind
brim
of
like
World
and
War II
flat
like
top.
A brim and the flat top, like that.
Yeah,
mustache. And I got distinct impression that it was Dan Gottschall.
Really?
Yes.
Wow! Holy smokes! How about that?
Yeah. It was weird.
Wow. Okay. Dan Gottschall.
But that's not only the only person I saw.
Okay.
The next thing I saw was a face that was kind of like burnt and charred. So I couldn't yeah. recognize the, I couldn't look at the, none of the faces I recognized as like I didn't look at right. the face and saw, oh, that's Dan Gottschall.
That looks
or I looked
like
at the
Dan,
gorilla
yeah.
and I saw, oh, that's my brother. It was a yeah. face of somebody, and I got a impression who that was.
Right.
So I couldn't tell what this face was. It was charred, melted flesh.
God!
But I got the distinct impression that it was Gary Barnett.
Really?
Yes.
But you don't know what, like, why he was there? Or what's the...
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wow.
And I mean, sorry, Gary. I know he listens to the podcast.
Yeah, I know
that he always complains that he's never mentioned. And the time that I mentioned him was in a past life where he was burnt to death.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It totally makes sense. You understand. It makes sense when you touch, you're at a rock face.
That's what I'm saying. That was so weird. That's what was so weird, man. That's what I'm talking about, why it's weird.
Yeah. Wow. But no, so no other impressions or anything else that, coming from that?
No, I didn't get any impression that it was a distinct war. It felt like a bunch of, like, a conglomerate of, like, wars.
Right.
It wasn't specific to World War II, although those soldiers marching looked like World War II. The paratroopers, although that could be in other wars as well. There was a little bit of Vietnam in there, but, like, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would imagine my past lives could have been in more than one war. I mean,
that's
hundreds and thousands of people, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So I got the, I just got the impression, I don't know. It was an impression of multiple wars at once. Yeah. Those two distinct thing people were there.
Wow. Dan Gottschall as an officer?
He was an officer. I don't know if he was what kind of officer, but he was, and he had a mustache.
Okay, he has a beard now. That doesn't surprise me. His dad has a mustache.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it didn't look like his dad. I mean, it was a guy with a mustache that I felt was an officer.
Yeah, and that was Dan. You felt very...
I felt very strongly that was Dan Gottschall. And then there was a melted face that was Gary Barnett.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Yeah. So, and again, specific, but those are the things that I saw.
I mean, what are you feel like when you see Dan, or what, more specifically, when you see Gary's face and you say, that's Gary Barnett, is there any kind of emotion that comes with that? Or is it just an understanding of who that person is?
Understanding, and just I was more of a witness to what I was seeing, what my higher self was sending me.
Right.
That's what was happening.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. So then how do you come out from that?
I mean, we come out of it. She like talks us through how we go back and, you know, go back to the beach, the Gunslinger Beach, and then, you know, come back. And you just gradually come out of it.
Let me ask you something.
Is
this something you can do on your own? Like, you know that... You know, the different inception places to go, right? You start with just relaxing, and then you're laying down on the beach. You go to the beach, and then you lay down on the beach, and then you go to the garden, and then you look down at your – you go to a spot in the garden, and then you look down at your feet and then your hands. I mean, is that something – or do you think you need that person guiding you?
I think – okay. So I'll say two things about that. One is, yeah, I think you could probably do it on your own. A matter of fact, afterwards when we were talking about these things, they said, you know, to discover more, because my visions were very, the other people had visions. And I'll say this, the two people, the mother and the son, who were not associated with the place.
Yeah.
They didn't have anything. They couldn't get into the meditation state. They just, so they just laid there for like an hour.
Wow. That's at a certain point that you'd be like, hey, this ain't working for me. Can I just leave?
No. So they just laid there and they didn't see anything. They didn't get anything. And when I said what I saw, you know, they were saying like, you can get clearer if you meditate about it and think about it. It's what, you know, you might have dreams that refer back to it and journal about it, all those things. Mm-hmm. And they also gave us a, was this carnelian stone?
I don't know.
One of those red stones. It's supposed to help you go back to your past lives.
Oh, okay.
So I got to keep it. So I can just use that to then go back. It was like a whole thing where she passed around a bag.
Have you gone back yet?
No, I haven't gone back.
Okay.
I wanted to talk to you about it first.
Okay. Okay. All right.
The two people who have done this before, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
Who kind of like own the space. Well, I don't know if own the space, but run the space there.
Yeah, yeah.
The younger kid was talking about his past life and about he was a serving maid, like a maid in Victorian times,
right?
And he saw like visions of like things happening, like he saw like movie things happening, and he gave birth. And he gave birth to his mother, essentially.
Okay, okay. Look, hey, you saw me as a gorilla. I'm not – look, I, at this point.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
And then the other woman who like I'm assuming runs the place or has some association with it. Mm-hmm. She was your traditional – I don't want to say stereotypical, but I will. Like new agey like person who was – I felt deeply narcissistic in her visions.
Okay.
And how much she, I mean, the woman was like, hey, the other woman who had like, I might go into seizures.
Right.
This woman was like, oh yeah, me too. I did that. Like, you know, it's just one of these persons like, oh, you did something? Like, yeah, I did it, but it was like probably worse than you. And I can relate to whatever
like
you did.
Like that Saturday Night Live character?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay.
But it was totally – and then her vision was – she was – I don't even know what she was talking about. She was in some kind of like Ottoman Empire like courtesan.
Right, sure.
Where she was saying how she was the most beautiful woman ever and that she just had – was bathed in oils all the time.
Yeah.
But she felt trapped. And she had to run away, and she ran into the desert, and they sent assassins after her.
Sure.
And
it's all plausible.
I don't even know what she. I don't know what she was talking about. Here I am, trying to take this, be an open mind.
Right.
And
take it seriously.
When I realized I could have just made up some crazy thing that made me look awesome, I was like, oh, why didn't I just do that?
Yeah.
I should have just done that.
Yeah, and so you're getting visions of. Of being in an avalanche and as a gorilla, like
why am I paying $30 to try to do this for an hour? It was like 2 hours or something.
Yeah,
I could have just sat at home and said, "Yeah, this is what I did in my past life."
Yeah.
Anyway, that got me annoyed. And if she was running the show instead of Bree's friend, I would have been like, "Oh man,
forget about that." Yeah. So,
but Bree's friend was really great, and it was like it allowed me to just at least be open. And I'll tell you what, if you just meditate and concentrate on something for like an hour, I felt so good afterwards.
Yeah,
day, I was just felt light and like all the worries were off my shoulder. I felt clear headed.
Yeah.
And it was simply because like I spent an hour just meditating, which
it's
was kind of awesome.
It's important. I know it's important to do stuff like that. I used to love going into the – like when you go to school, the long bus drive that we would have to school. I would love that time because you just got to sit on the bus like early in the morning. It's like – you know, because everybody was quiet on the bus. Everybody said – and just – you just get to think and just like let your mind wander.
Yeah. But this was nice because it was also focused. Like it wasn't just letting your mind, but like I've done like meditation where I concentrate on breathe, like your breath.
Yeah.
And things like that. This was really like guided meditation, which was nice. And man, I felt just so relaxed. Even though I had like this extreme sadness feeling that happened and like this peacefulness that happened, like the peacefulness of the avalanche carried over, and it was just, you know, it's really, it's worth it just to have like that meditation. I'd like go back just to like meditate for like an hour, I think.
Wow, that's really nice. So Bree's friend, now did she help you at all, like with like was she there to interpret, or was she just there, hey man, whatever you saw, you saw? That's
I think I could have had another I could probably talk to her again and have another discussion with her. And I could have. I just felt really strongly that I didn't want that other woman, like, barging in on my conversation.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I started speaking when she got up and got, like, tea or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't want
to... So she had already said her piece when you...
No, she didn't. Like, I was the second person to go. Like, first the kid went and said, hey, I just gave birth to my mother. And then I went and, you know, just explained what I saw because I wanted the other people who were kind of staying quiet, and they were clearly staying quiet because nothing happened to them. But I wanted to say, like, hey, I had an experience that was not like this experience.
Yeah.
And it's still valid. Maybe you have an experience closer to mine. But they had no experience at all.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, it was an interesting thing. It was crazy. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to just be straight up honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, I went in with an open mind, but come on. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So I was really surprised of the things that happened. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. Oma did one of these things, didn't she?
Yeah. Oma did.
I can't remember what happened. I can't remember exactly what she said. I wish I could have.
I remember what she said. I don't remember what the experience was like for her, mm-hmm. but I remember the result of that. And it was that she was like on the Oregon Trail and she was a doctor.
Oh. Hmm.
And she was a doctor that went on like the Oregon Trail or out west or something like that. I mean, you've played the game Oregon Trail.
You need doctors, or
everybody dies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because you always load up more on like ammunition. And
yeah, man, look, you were out there in the wilderness.
I was
with Trapper. You could have been there with Oma. Who knows?
That's a possibility. That is a possibility.
I mean, I think, isn't it like one of the things like everybody that you kind of experience and is kind of trying to solve issues and problems as you go out throughout your lives?
Yeah, so that's part of it. Like, part of it is like if you have some things that are good about this past life regression is that if you have like, something that hurts or some kind of illness or something, you can mm-hmm. go back and kind of see what happened to cause that illness so that you can try to solve it and, pass that on, but also be able to use the wisdom that was gained in other lives to help you in your life, because you travel with a certain number of spirit guides, obviously your past lives, but also people around you, I guess is what they were talking about. Because you
I was there. Dan was there.
Dan
Gary was there.
Gary was there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if I go back again, I could maybe, maybe or maybe not, there are other people that would be revealed to me. So
That's interesting. So when are you going back? When are you going to try to go back?
I don't know. Next time I got an extra $30 and
But you have their stone right now, man.
You mean go back?
Go back. Wow. Go back to the garden.
I don't know. I like the stone. I might go back, just meditate with it for a little bit.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing. Like, I want to meditate to clear my mind. I don't necessarily want to, like, spend time thinking about past lives or something like that.
I don't, man. I want to try to go back. I'm going to try to do it.
You should find a place to do it. I'm sure somebody does it around you.
No, I mean, I already know how to do it. I just go, look, you got the beach, you got beaches.
No. You go back to 18. You go back to 12.
Oh, that's right. 18,
you go back to 6.
12, 6.
Womb. Then you go to Gunslinger Beach.
Well, any beach. I don't have to go to Gunslinger.
You go to any beach, at twilight.
Lay down.
You lay down in the warm sand.
Yeah.
Then you go back into a garden.
Yeah.
And you find a place in your garden.
Okay.
And that usually represents something about that life. For example, I found a tree and I went back into the woods.
When you're in the garden, you don't go like, I'm going to go to the bird bath. You look around your garden and say, oh, that's something that's interesting over there. The rose bush is interesting to me. Let me walk to the rose bush. You don't say like, hey, I know that there's a bird bath in here. I'm going to walk to my bird bath, right?
That's right.
Okay.
So let's end it there. I mean, that's the Shotcast for this week. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
Hold fast.